Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nestled on the banks of the Allegheny River.
All right, count them up. How many strokes? What'd you get?
The U.S. Open is at Oakmont Country Club this week.
8 or 9.
I'll give you an 8.
What'd you get?
I got an 8.
This is a U.S. Open week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Dead heat after one hole. Turning into quite a rivalry.
The Fan.
I was thinking about the Thunder, and I was reading an article that was talking to, they were interviewing Spencer Hawes. Do you remember the great Spencer Hawes?
Of course, of UW fame.
Yeah, and he's, I believe he's a Seattle guy. He played for the Sonics.
Mm-hmm. And the Kings and a couple other teams.
But they were talking to him, and he said that, I guess apparently he still lives up there, and he was saying that he was in a bar for much of the Western Conference Finals. I don't think it was the Finals. It was the West Finals. And he said, up in Seattle, bars are packed with people rooting against...
Rage-watching.
Oklahoma City.
Hate-watching. Yeah.
Which I find so interesting, and I totally get that because of how it all went down with Clay Bennett taking the Sonic... Well, then Sonics, the Thunder, to Oklahoma City... And the way it all went down, that was they got really hosed up there. Although, again, not to rehash the whole thing, but if you don't know the story, Howard Schultz takes a lot of blame too because he allowed that to happen. We all know that when Clay Bennett rolled in there, he said, "Oh I want to get a new arena built here in Seattle and keep the team here." But I think we all knew that that was not his goal. And
disingenuous would be the word people would describe that.
Well, he got what he wanted. Howard Schultz didn't prevent it, and he moved the team to Oklahoma City, which is interesting because it's not like when the Lakers moved from Minnesota to LA or the Grizzlies moved from Vancouver to Memphis. It's not like that because the team name, the Sonics team name and all of their history, well, is it all of their history? Stayed in Seattle.
Correct.
So if Seattle gets an expansion NBA team, which they likely will soon, it will be the Sonics.
They're branding, they're imaging the team, and like I guess the bones of what they've had before didn't go with the new franchise.
Which is,
even though they took the players,
it's so odd to me that it is true. Like I don't think of the Thunder as the old Seattle team. Ever. I just don't, I don't look at them that way. I don't see their records and compare, you know, like I just, the Thunder, I don't know why this is. Maybe it's just because the team name stayed in Seattle, but it feels like the Thunder were an expansion team more so than they were a team that got yanked out of one city and moved to another. Like, do people in Minnesota still lament the Lakers? Do people in New Orleans or in New Orleans still lament the Jazz?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, like
I don't know how. I mean, I know that I feel like Raider fans are split in Oakland. They like some people are Raider diehards, and they continued following the Raiders when they went to LA and when they came back to Oakland and still when they're in Las Vegas. But there are others that are like, I'm done with that. So I think it's probably dependent to a person, but you're right. It does seem like this Sonics fan base has a lot more vitriol, and maybe it's just more recent.
Doesn't it feel different?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because your Warriors, and you know, this is before your time, but they came from Philadelphia.
That's right.
Before they landed in Oakland, and then they moved over to San Francisco, which I don't, was that a problem? For people from Oakland, it was.
It was, because the A's, basically the Raiders left, the Warriors left, and now the A's are gone. And Oakland lost all three of their teams in the span of like 5 years.
Yeah.
So that upset a lot of people. Murray State already on the board. Leadoff bomb.
Let's go.
Racers.
Taking on the Dukies.
Your 16 seed, kind of.
Tell you what, if Murray State gets in the College World Series, I'm betting on them.
75-1. Why not them? Why not us Racers?
It's just baseball. Anyway, there's something about, I was just surprised to see Seattle fans piling into bars rooting against the Thunder. Not surprised because they're pissed, but because I get why they would be pissed. It's just, I thought they would have just been like, whatever, moved on, just like most other cities do when they lose their team. But there seems to be a lot of animosity there still. And a quick tennis note, because I'm a big tennis guy. I'm the fan tennis steward.
Is that right?
As you know.
Okay.
Well, we had a hell of a match, didn't we? The men's final there.
One of the greatest matches in the history of the sport. Yeah.
Really? That's what you're calling it?
Probably.
Is that you probably calling it that, maybe?
When the odds were minus 5,000 on Sinner to win it with triple championship point on his racket up 5-3 in the fourth set,
yeah,
and Alcaraz comes all the way back and wins it in a 5-set tiebreak, and the match took 5 hours and 29 minutes. Yeah, that's one of the best in the history of the sport.
Yeah, interesting, because I think that, you know, we've had a lot of epic matches between the big boys, you know, you can go all the way back, like McEnroe and Connors and, you know, Sampras. And
it's not like there haven't been other 5-setters, but yeah, how close Sinner was to closing the door.
Well,
and
listen, if that match were Federer and Nadal, they would call it one of the greatest matches ever.
Right.
What I'm saying is, because it's Alcaraz and Sinner,
yeah,
and we're kind of in that fading pain of no Federer, no Nadal, no Joker now, these two lived up, and they're a great sort of, they're the next thing. They're only 22 and 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the sport's in good hands, and it's a good little rivalry brewing, but I think because it's those two,
they're not necessarily the household names yet.
Yeah, people aren't going to view it that way.
Yeah, but, and there may be a question about that coming up in Stockwatch. So,
nice. Yeah. Little tennis stock?
That's right.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, we also had Coco Gauff winning.
Yeah.
We have an American winning over there for the first time on the women's side since 2015 when Serena won.
America, yeah!
And she is great. I don't know if you have spent much time listening to her talk, but Coco Gauff is only 21 years old,
mm-hmm,
and she could get much better if her confidence grows. She talks openly about doubting herself. And
mental struggle a little bit.
Yeah, she's the one that said doubt can't be avoided, but it can be overcome, which I think is a great... just sort of a great line for youngs. And as young American superstars go, she's one of the good ones. She has good attitude. She's a good kid. She's got a good family. And Alcaraz is like that, too. Of course, he's not American, but, you know. So we've been wanting Americans to win tennis majors post-Williams, and certainly somebody on the men's side. And now we've got Coco Gauff.
Did you see the videos of both Coco and Alcaraz with the ball kids?
I did see that.
Afterwards, that was pretty cool. And I don't know that that's, I mean, I think that's part of the tradition there, and maybe they haven't just always filmed it for content and whatnot, but the reaction from both the tennis stars, if you know what we're talking about, after they left the court, all the kids who like volunteered as ball girls and ball boys throughout the tournament, they line the stairs back down to the locker rooms, and they like celebrate with the champions, and both Coco and Carlos had like a dance party with these kids. It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, all the ball boys, and they pose for a photo with the trophy and the player and everything. It is a tradition, but again. And then that Sabalenka gal, you see what she said?
I did.
She's the worst.
She basically said it was more that I was making mistakes.
Yeah. She didn't give Coco Gauff any credit.
She kind of tried to say, of course Coco played well, but I did all the things wrong that let her win.
And she probably thinks that. I mean, that's how high-level athletes think. But come on, shut up. Say the wrong things.
And I haven't watched her play a lot of tennis. Sabalenka, she is a horse.
She's awesome.
She's huge. She's 6 feet tall.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's actually pretty funny. I watched her on that Netflix show.
Was it Matchpoint?
Matchpoint?
It's basically the Full Swing for Tennis on Netflix. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, she was featured on there, and she's pretty funny, but I think she's just one of those people that you shouldn't interview right after she loses. She's a sore loser.
There's plenty of those.
Anyway, Gauff handed it with grace, and we've got an American champion on the at the French Open. Good little tennis weekend, even. All right, coming up next is Prime Time Stock Watch, where we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on The Fan.
It's Prime Time Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Prime Time Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
That's right. You know, look, divorce is hard. It is. And it's hard on the kids, but sometimes it's necessary. Everyone will come out on the other side just fine. May take some time, but don't wait. Call 1-800-DIVORCE right now. Right, Buck?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're missing our big zucchini today. He was supposed to go on a golf trip, but he got sick, and he was really sick over the weekend. Maybe back tomorrow. I don't know. But I think he's still in town, so he's resting.
We think!
So we'll hold down the fort for him. Here is Buck with our stock watch.
Yeah, we will start it in Corvallis after the Beavs take down Florida State to win the regional. Here is head coach Mitch Canham.
I'm overwhelmed with emotion. What an incredible game. What an incredible way that it was supposed to happen. You knew that it would. And we maximized our amount of home games to make everyone happy. Omaha's in the Beaver blood, man. And so, you know, it would be the first time stepping in that stadium. First time for me. First time for each and every one of these guys, except for Zach Taylor. But for each of us to just know that that's our home, too. And I know Beaver Nation's going to show up and pour into these guys the entirety of the time. I'm so excited for you guys to see it and then win it.
Wow. Pretty cocky.
And then win it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
You know.
Well, are you buying or selling what Mitch Canham is saying? Not only that the cardiac Beavs are on a nice run right now, but buy or sell the Beavs can and will win the College World Series.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You talk me into it.
There you go.
Beavers, how about that?
I think the Beavers will win it. I don't have any idea. I know nothing about the other seven teams.
Okay.
But... look, sometimes teams have a little magique.
They were down to their last strike in game one.
Yes, and they seemingly don't really care until they're down to their last outer strike, right? Like, they don't even, they're like, whatever. So, I don't know. I mean, they've won. I mean, how many championships combined have the teams in the College World Series won? I bet you Oregon State has the majority of them, don't they? Arkansas has never won.
That's a good question. LSU, I think, has a couple.
Let's go look at LSU real quick. Let's just get to the bottom of this.
And then, I bet, does UCLA have any? UCLA probably does, right?
Oh, wow.
They're in there. Well, Arizona, I think.
LSU
Arizona.
Has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
Duh. So there's that.
I bet Arizona and UCLA have some, too.
You think so?
Maybe.
Arizona. Ooh, they have 4.
Okay.
And they won in 2012. And UCLA, yeah, surely UCLA baseball has.
I would think.
They have 1.
Just 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Beavs, 3? I mean, all right, so I take that back. How else am I going to sell this? I don't know. They look like Canem speaking it into existence.
Canem's kind of a badass. I want those sunglasses too, by the way.
I like him.
Good-looking sunglasses.
They do. They have some magic, and I'm just going to be a homer. Yes, of course they're going to win.
Perfect.
Why wouldn't they win?
Well, from the diamond to the ice, game 2. After stealing game 2 in Edmonton.
Didn't you? You bet on Florida in game 2?
I did have Florida in game 2. Yeah. After stealing home ice in Edmonton in game 2, buy or sell, you are worried about our Oilers.
Yes, I am worried about our
Oilers.
Game
3 tonight coming up in about 40 minutes.
Yeah. I think basketball, don't we have to wait until like Wednesday?
Wednesday? Yeah.
It's absurd.
It is.
Yes, I am worried.
What? It's insane.
And here is why. Because I
should have AI'd this for you, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should have. I trust my hockey daddy, Jason Sukanik, who says Florida.
Hey, it's your window daddy.
That good. He says they're that good. So,
well, both the games have been crazy as far as.
Yeah, it's exciting.
They've both been overtime. I think there were 9 goals in the first game, or 7 goals in the first game, 9 in the second.
Way better than the basketball series.
Yeah.
So,
and the Stars are coming out too.
I am worried about my Oilers. However, I don't think it's a hot take to say that this will go 7, just like last year, right?
I think that's entirely possible.
This bitch is going 7.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
You can probably get good odds on that.
Okay.
And then,
I love how you think. Always thinking odds. What a brain.
Yeah, that probably is an indication of something that's not great. Let's move over to the clay courts across the pond at Roland Garros. And yeah, we can still call it the French Open if we want to. They're not the boss of us. Here's the final point.
Oh, it's over! Carlos Alcaraz reigns at Roland Garros!
6-7, 6-4, 7-6, 7-6.
So this is more of a philosophical question here. We talked about it a little bit last segment, but one of the most, I mean, whether it had the name recognition of some of the greats of the game or not, one of the best matches that's ever been played as far as the back and forth, the comeback, the duration, having a 1 versus a 2, having that kind of battle. Buy or sell that a match like that can actually grow the sport or grow the viewership of the sport.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about it yesterday, though, and I'm like, okay, so if you weren't a tennis fan before, would you have to just catch it because it's on? Would you have to see something online to tune in?
Well, no.
Because you're probably not tuning in for one of those two guys.
No. Like, here's what I think happens. What I think happens is you read about an epic showdown between Sinner?
Yeah, Jannik Sinner. Yeah.
And Alcaraz. And then the next time they play, and they will play a lot in championships.
You'll tune in for that
for
the rematch?
Yeah. And that will live up because they're a great... They're kind of contrasting styles, and they're the two best guys, and they're going to play a lot. That's how I think it has. So, yes, I do think it helps the sport. It helps the sport a ton.
And because my other reservation about it was if you read about it afterwards and you find out, well, it took 5.5 hours, if you're not a fan, are you like, does that compel you more that it's that long? Or are you like, well, that's cool that happened?
I think that's more, I think in today's age, I think that you can go back and brush up on everything you need to know about that match in 20 minutes.
Sure.
And that's good.
You could probably watch every point in about...
I mean, who outside of diehard tennis fan is watching 5.5 hours of that match?
But I guess what my head was immediately afterwards is like, it was this crazy epic thing and people are talking about, we're talking about it yesterday, they're talking about it today. And I'm like, next year, is it going to make any difference for whoever watches the final? And like, and people will always talk about that French Open final of 2025, but like, is it just a moment in history and then it goes back to being the way it was, or can it actually start a trajectory?
I think it can start a trajectory because I think these sports are about stars, and tennis is in this weird place where Nadal's done, Federer's done, and the Joker's pretty much done, right? Or is he all the way done?
No, he played in the semifinals of this tournament, but he was like the sixth seed. Yeah. He's fading. We're going down a little
bit. And so the sport needs new stars, and what matches like this do is it showcases those new stars, and as they continue to do crazy things and play in wild matches and have great achievements, people will start to pay attention. And that's, so I think it's a slow burn. It'll build over time. I don't know how much Sinner. I've watched him some. I don't know how much people will gravitate towards him, but Alcaraz certainly has magic. He has flair. He's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, particularly if they develop a rivalry, I think that's exactly what the sport needs to continue on.
And I hope that's the case, but I'm like, man, how do you capture something like this? Because it was such a special day and moment. And
the way that it won't be captured is if Alcaraz and Sinner get hurt and never play another match against each other and never really do much
of anything.
Or it
takes another 3 years for them to meet in the finals of a tournament or something like that. Yeah,
that would be my opinion.
Well, let's go from the clay courts to the links. Much being made about the rough this week at Oakmont.
A real sport.
A gentleman's sport. Gentleman's sport. We're doing all the country club sports here.
Yeah, we are.
In Stockwatch. But never one to miss an opportunity for content. Here is Bryson on his YouTube channel about the rough at Oakmont.
Did you find it?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. That is cooked beyond belief. That's more than half baked there. It's burnt to a crisp. Oh, my gosh. All right. Okay. Watch this shot.
Now watch this drive.
You're kidding.
Now watch this drive.
It's very good.
Yeah. Gotta make that for par now.
It was a good shot.
And that's what Oakmont does to you.
So the audio maybe not as good as the video, but if your Twitter timeline or X timeline looks anything like mine, for the last 2 weeks, people have been talking about the stupid rough here at Oakmont, and I know it's a U.S. Open thing, but buy or sell this whole ridiculously long rough thing, it's a little over to the top now. We've jumped the shark with how crazy it's gotten.
No. I mean, I think you have to view it through the lens of it's one time a year. There are other majors that challenge guys in different ways. The USGA, who runs the U.S. Open, this is one of their things. They test you tee to green better than any other tournament. And they do that. Now, so they don't play on the same course every year. Like Augusta National is just, it's always there. And so that's the test every year. It's the same test, depending on the weather. But at the USGA, this is their bit. They make, well, this is a little bit of an exception this year. One caveat is that Oakmont, where they're playing this, is one of the hardest golf courses in the United States, period. This is the only course where the USGA has to slow the greens down. This place is a bitch of a golf course. But so what the USGA does?
So you're making my point, though. Like, it sounds like the course is hard enough. Does the rough need to be that crazy like that? Where
yes, there
because the rough is the big. Right now, to me, the rough is the biggest story going into this week.
It always is because guys post stupid videos like that. The reality is, hit it in the fairway. There is more of a premium when you play in a USGA sanctioned event, namely the U.S. Open. There is a premium on fairways. That is a big part of the game,
and I like that. I don't like that
they test
in these other tournaments. Bombers can just
exactly
put it on the other fairway or way out there, and then still save par. I like that it's a little bit punitive.
Let's
but
put it
also
this way.
Feels like it's become the point where every year we're talking more about the rough than the field.
Well, I think that first of all, stop watching social media for the first five
it
days
finds
before the
me.
Tournament, because Kevin Na did this years ago, and the golfers love to bitch. And and it's good content. You see how deep the rough is. Like, oh, wow, shocking. It's like this every year. You know that going into the U.S. Open. That's part of how they test the players. And when you've got so many tournaments where guys, dude, Scottie Scheffler went 30 under in a tournament this year. Okay? No, that's not that fun. This tournament is one time a year where it's a true test, the biggest test, and it's possible that if it bakes out, I saw where it was just raining there again today. So I think it's going to be pretty, it's not going to bake out. If it were to bake out, you might have this tournament on this golf course. If it's baked out, you might not have any player under par. Sign me up for the best players in the world for that once a year. Doesn't have to be every week.
I'm not against that. But I think that I would like to be hearing about all the ways that Oakmont is the most challenging, not that the blades of grass are 6 inches instead of 3.
There are things you can consume that will describe that to you. I've listened to a lot of them over the last handful of days about why Oakmont is hard. I'll tell you why. They have huge greens. They're very undulated. TV does not show undulation very well. And because Augusta National is very undulated, it's really hard to tell that on TV. Oakmont is the same way. They're huge greens. There's a lot of hills. Basically, what you're going to have is you're going to have really a real stern test off the tee. If you can't hit the majority of fairways or the vast majority of fairways, you're dead because the rough is so long. If you do hit fairways, once you get on the greens, you're going to be watching guys two putt, and it's going to look ordinary and boring, but it's anything but. So this course is, I mean, USGA will always make it tough on the players, but this course is especially tough to where the USGA has even said, we don't need to do too much here. It's already a bear. So I'm here for it. I think it's great. And I think if the rough thing is what you're griping about, maybe switch up your algorithm and your content.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, try. Okay. How about that?
My phone's been listening to me talk about it now. All I'm going to get until the start of this tournament is rough videos.
Yeah. Well, it is penal. There's no question. Goldberg Jones, when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. That's our Stock Watch each Monday. In the news is next. Here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Good to be with you here. It's Monday. Yeah. I don't know. We're partying. No suit. Maybe back tomorrow. Sick, the old fella. It is June 9, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted and humble newsman. Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. It is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is International Dark and Stormy Day, which that means like the drink.
The beverage? The cocktail? Is it a cocktail?
It's like it is a cocktail. Right? It's a what now?
An island cocktail? It's like a rum cocktail?
Yeah. It's dark rum, ginger beer, and lime juice, I believe. It's like a Moscow Mule only with dark rum, I think. Am I right about that?
You might be right, but that doesn't sound particularly appetizing.
No, because rum... rum sucks.
Rum's too sweet.
I don't like rum.
I like rum for about one drink if the ingredients with it are nice.
Yeah, if you, I'll get a rum drink if you can disguise the rum taste.
Make it less sugary, potentially.
That's hard to do.
It is hard to do. I think Sook is a rum guy.
I know he is. But he and I have never seen eye to eye on our cocktails.
And that's fine.
That is fine. He drinks, he likes white Russians, for heaven's sakes.
Gross. My wife used to
drink
white Russians.
Right. Yes.
When my wife was like going to bars in her 20s, she would order white Russians. What?
What is even happening? And he's like lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
And he still orders them.
Explosive diarrhea multiple times per week doesn't bother him.
Weird.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize.
It is also National Earl Day, and that means the name Earl. And I was racking my brain for great Earls, and I came up with a lot of sports Earls.
Sure.
But outside of sports Earls, who is the greatest Earl? Because you have Earl Campbell.
Would you count James Earl Jones, or is that a James?
No, that's James.
Well, then that's too bad.
Yeah, sure is.
But because all of the other Earls that I would have would be sports Earls.
Yeah, can you think of another? Who is the first Earl, besides your grandpa, that comes to mind that wasn't a sports Earl?
I can't think of one. Now I'm trying to think of one.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm like, is there...
It's obscene.
Is it like an act? Is it an actor? Like,
it's obscene.
Is there an actor named Earl?
I'm looking at the most famous Earls. Okay, so sports Earls, Earl Thomas, Earl Campbell.
Earl Weaver.
Earl Weaver, Earl Watson.
Earl the Pearl.
Yeah, Earl the Pearl Monroe. But famous Earls... I'm going to do that ranker one. You like that?
Sure. Who's the most... I think that's pretty comprehensive.
Yeah. The most famous Earl in the world. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze.
The Duke of Earl?
Bless me. Is Earl Sweatshirt.
What?
That's what this says.
Did he invent the sweatshirt?
That's what Ranker says. No, he's a rapper.
Oh.
Number two is Earl Williams, who is an actor.
Earl Williams?
He was in The Goddess in 1915, The Juggernaut.
Okay, so he's not modern era.
No. Diplomacy, The Skyrocket, 1926. That's number two. Earl Lewis Ovington is number three. He was an aeronautical engineer. And then Earl Bostic was a jazz saxophonist. Hmm. He's fourth. Earl Van Dyke, fifth. Soul musician. So
pretty underwhelming.
Yeah. Where are our famous Earls? Do better, Earl.
Oh, Curly Lambeau's name was actually Earl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But again, sports.
Yeah. A lot of sports Earls, though.
Earl Scruggs, the American banjo legend.
Okay, never heard of him.
I like Earl Sweatshirt. I don't know his work, but I
you never
I'd
heard
like
of him?
No. J.R. Smith's name is Earl. I forgot that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, shout out to all you Earls. All Portland public schools are already done for the day due to our extreme heat.
I don't... So they don't have air conditioning that works? Or are they that poorly funded? Because I'm like, I get people's... You know, parents can't drive kids to school because of icy roads and stuff. It's hot. Didn't we all go to school when it's hot?
Yeah, I don't really
It's like 90. It's not 120.
I don't really get that either. It's 94.
Now, if you don't have air conditioning, that would be a problem, and I could understand that. But it feels like...
Yeah, but why you got to close 3 hours early? Now, I will say that out here, the peak heat is later in the day, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, but then just stay inside. Like, yeah. I don't get why...
I think...
We don't close
you.
Schools when it rains. Like,
right.
It's just,
maybe they should.
It's 90 degrees. It's not... You think kids in Arizona are going home early today? No.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir here. I agree.
And maybe it's the infrastructure. And if that's the case, we shouldn't make kids sit in, you know, 90-degree buildings, but...
Well, I think probably some do and some don't, right? Or
I don't
they all
know.
By now?
I mean, are there, like... I don't know. Are there rules or laws... That say, like, your school has to have air conditioning? I don't know.
Text in, what Portland public schools don't have air conditioning? Text. 503-864-6326. Did we break heat records yesterday, you ask? The answer is yes. We shattered a 70-year-old daily heat record Sunday. The old record was 94 degrees. We hit 95. just before 5 p.m. Oh, sorry, 96.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Hillsborough broke a 77-year-old record with a high of 96. And Eugene broke its record from 1955. A buddy of mine texted me earlier. He's in Medford, and it was 106, although that was car temp, so maybe that was the inside of his car.
Still.
But, yeah. Apparently, so we had to water everything,
mm-hmm.
you know. But apparently we're going to get a little bit of a break tomorrow.
My mom and stepdad were still at the coast, and we were back at their house, and we were asked if we could make sure the chickens had plenty of water, because sometimes they die if they don't.
Oh.
In the heat.
Would you have thought to do that if they didn't call you?
I would not.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't
think
I would
reminded us.
I wouldn't have either. That wouldn't have even crossed my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, do they need water? Do they?
And they generally take water, but they drink it very slowly. But with the heat, there's like, I think they can't, because they're birds, they can't like sweat. There's nowhere for them to go. And
what if you sprayed them with hoses?
They'd probably like that.
You think they would?
Maybe they wouldn't like
or
that.
Are
maybe
they like a cat.
I don't know. Do chickens like water? Text us 503-864-6326.
Helps out over here. Early on, results are 15% PPS has AC. Yeah, I think no AC most schools. Yeah, okay, so we're getting our initial reports here are that a lot of these schools do not have AC, and that is why they're probably just afraid of a lawsuit, dude. That's what it is.
A lawsuit of what?
Go home.
A kid passes out.
Yes.
It's hot.
Yes.
Because it's 90 degrees.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
What the hell is going on?
More school bonds coming for AC. Got to get those upgrades. You're going to pay for it.
But it's like people already spend a lot of money in tax dollars that go to the schools, and kids can't go to school now when it's nice outside. That's where we are. It's not like we're in some cooker.
You got a little Schultz-y,
yeah, Schultz-y that
in
came
you
in
today.
Earlier today. And yeah, maybe I got a little fire. This I don't know.
I mean, I'm kind of with you though. You're right. It's like kids in Arizona aren't.
I'm not trying to be hot take, but like I just didn't realize that a 90 degree day would constitute like a school emergency.
But remember, schools in Arizona probably all have AC.
I'm sure they do.
You know. So. All right. Fictitious elsewhere pricing. We have lawsuits. That's next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is In the News, June 9, 2025. Hope everyone had a great weekend out there. What'd you do this weekend, Buck?
We went to the coast.
Yeah. Wait.
We went out to Neskowin.
Why?
Because it was going to be hot inland, and the weather out there is beautiful, and my mom and stepdad have a place out there now.
Must be nice.
It's lovely.
Did you get in the water?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
With the kids?
Yep. There's like a little, not really the ocean, but there's like an eddy. You know, I think it's an eddy. When the kind of little river thing comes up the beach and splits the beach.
Yeah.
And
safer.
The kids liked wading through there. So
sure,
we did that.
Bring the dog out.
Yep. Dog loves it.
Run around.
We saw a bald eagle.
Nice.
Yeah. There was a bald eagle that was bugging some crows. And the crows were like, get out of here. The bald eagle's like, nah, I'm good.
Who won?
Definitely the bald eagle. Well, the bald eagle's just perched up there, and the crows were like dive bombing it and like squawking and getting near it, and the eagle's just like, leave me alone. Didn't care.
Gotta love the coast.
Pretty great.
What a great place. All right, well, time for a couple of more stories here for you bros out there on June 9, 2025. One is a fictitious Elsewhere pricing lawsuit. Never heard of this, but it's a thing. And it is Grocery Outlet that is being sued.
Really?
Yeah, Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Oh, is this because... Okay, so I've not seen this story and I don't know what it is, but I do know that every time we go to Grocery Outlet, they tell you at checkout how much money you've saved by buying their stuff. Are they lying about that? Is that what this is?
No? Yes. Some people think they are.
Okay.
Look, it's just a lawsuit. They may lose.
Sure.
But there are three Oregon consumers who are accusing them, and they're operated out of California, by the way.
Grocery Outlet is?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they are alleging widespread use of fictitious Elsewhere pricing that violates state consumer protection laws. So basically, what they're saying, these three people claim that the California-based grocery chain misleads customers through deceptive reference pricing practices via inflated or fabricated reference prices labeled as Elsewhere without identifying the actual competitor source, a practice which the complaint claims is in violation of Oregon law. Boy, that seems like a lot. You got to be real Karen to figure that out.
Right.
You know?
And it's... I mean, they're pricing their stuff the way they're pricing their stuff, so what does it really matter? You're still, like...
Well, they're saying, okay, so you can get this elsewhere for way, way more. It costs way more elsewhere.
Right.
And then Karen over here is like...
No, it doesn't.
No, it really doesn't. Or...
It might
where?
Cost more, but not
She's
that much.
She's saying where.
Yeah.
And they're saying, well, elsewhere. So apparently, that is a problem.
But either way, you're making your purchase because you think... of the cheap price that they're offering. You're not just buying it because you've heard it's more expensive elsewhere. Like, you already went to Grocery Outlet because you thought it'd be the cheapest there, right?
Yeah, but I don't think that's a fair look at it, but I don't think you can say that you're saving all this money when you're not.
I think that's right. And sometimes when they tell you how much you've saved, I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Did I? You buy $130 worth of stuff, they're like, you saved $287 today! And I'm like,
No, I didn't. This grocery outlet's right close to my house. That's the only reason I'm here, okay? Although I've never been to a grocery outlet. But wouldn't you like to discover something? Oh. Ran out of news breath there. That was close. Wouldn't you like to discover something like that? You know, like, just some...
Kind of?
Wouldn't you, though?
To be like,
listen,
you guys are lying!
Or just like you notice something, you go, that can't be legal. And then you call a lawyer and they're like, oh yeah, that's definitely not legal. And then you get with two other people who saw the same thing and you just let the lawyer handle it. And then they pay you a bunch of money.
I mean,
Wouldn't that be cool?
But doesn't that just reward people for being Karens?
Yes.
And then if you make money out of that lawsuit, then are you just going around hunting for others like it, where you're like, if I can find these people lying, I'll get some money out of them.
I'm sure there are people that make a career out of that.
I'm sure there are.
I just don't have the eye for that, nor do I care, but, you know.
But you've got a relatively good sense of like, nah, that doesn't seem right. You know, I feel like you could, you know, your
little dauber
there is good enough.
All right, well, I'm going to start looking around for lawsuits.
Keep your eye out. Let me know what you see.
I can call Ken and Donnie. I've been hurt by grocery outlet. Example used in the lawsuit. Oat milk. One of them says they purchased oat milk for $3.19 with an elsewhere price listed as $4.99, but the same product was for sale at Freddy's for $1.99. Similarly, Stuart, this other guy, bought DiGiorno pizza for $5.99 with an elsewhere price of $8.99. while Fred Meyer sold the same item for $3.99.
So here's the thing, or I guess the question I have. I'm guessing Grocery Outlet just has some sort of thing where they can scan prices for items all over, whatever it's regionally, or that offer similar things. It probably is cheaper other places, but they found the most expensive one, and they said, you would cost you this there. They didn't. It's not on them to tell you that you could also find it cheaper at Winco or whatever.
That's fair, but that's not the lawsuit. I think the lawsuit is you have to say where. They are saying elsewhere, but they're not saying where elsewhere.
Interesting. So they want them to call out the priciest of pricey.
Yeah.
Because that'll make people feel better about the fact they couldn't figure out which was pricier between Grocery Outlet and Winco?
I don't know, man. They may lose this lawsuit. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm excited to see how it goes.
And La Policia have arrested two people who spray painted the ICE building in Southwest Portland during a demonstration on Sunday night. We are no LA in this regard, but a couple of arrests. You know, the ICE building right there on McAdam used to be... No, it is right next to our old radio station.
Oh, yeah.
And there have been some wild scenes down there.
Dude, when I was producing the morning show and the streets were dead because it was COVID and then there were, like, riots and stuff happening there, I'd be, like, driving to the studio at 5 in the morning and there was just... It looked like a war zone out there. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
And then, like, and there was nobody else around to witness it because no one else was even supposed to be driving around. We had those little, like, notes in our cars that said we're allowed to be out there because we're doing a public service. Remember that?
Yeah. COVID. Fauci. I loved COVID.
Just saying.
So which is worse, our new studio where all the homeless roam or our old studio where all the immigration action is going down?
I liked being on the water, but it's probably a little sketchier around here, maybe.
We used to hit golf balls across the... Biodegradable golf balls. Across the water to try to hit the island over there. That was my favorite part of being over there.
I never got to partake in this activity, and it makes me sad.
Only one guy ever got it all the way across, Greg Spencer.
You never did it, huh?
No, I couldn't.
And it makes me sad. What kind of distance are we talking?
Well, Spencer could bomb it. I mean, I'm guessing it's over 300 yards.
Yeah, well, then I'm glad I didn't because I wouldn't have got it across.
But
it's still fun to hit balls into a body of water. Just for the heck of it.
And finally, what's your name, Buck?
Yeah, you were going to go with the JC Babes. But
I was.
I'm Buck.
So used to my news contributor being over there. Sad without him.
And it makes me sad.
Oregon health officials are issuing an air quality warning today because it's so hot and there's no breeze. So that leads to smog, which could be a risk for... sensitive groups,
sure.
Like the olds and the kids.
Just people.
Pregnants.
I once got stuck in an airport in India because of the smog. It was so bad, they're like, we can't take off. So
I bet that happens regularly there.
I think it does. They either need rain or wind to clear it out.
So be careful out there, guys. That is your In the News for June 9, 2025. Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. All right, up next... We have fun, a little fun, with some sports audio, and I tell you what, my wife has a problem with something that's happening sports-wise locally, semi-locally, that you need to hear about. We'll get to those items and so much more next hour on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.